I celebrated staying drunk. I would go to the job site and get the worker set up, then take off to drink. This lasted until the day I told off the owner of a company we were working for and I got fired. That job put me on the union hiring list, however, and I got good jobs with good companies. I began to try to get sober. Sometimes I could last for a week or two. Then I would get drunk again. I was seeing the kids a lot then. I moved into an apartment behind my wife's house, sharing it with my father-in-law. My daughters were married by then, and my sons were in junior high school. I wasn't included in family events, but I was there. That year, I went to an alcohol treatment program twice. The first time I was in treatment, I was shaving at the mirror in the bathroom, and it seemed to me that my beard was growing back in as fast as I could shave it off. Even though I was in a hospital gown, I escaped, running down the streets and jumping up and over fences. I was on the porch of a woman's house, banging on the door for her to let me in when the police arrived. I tried to convince them she was my wife and my children were inside, but they saw the hospital bracelet on my wrist and they took me back to the program. Those were the days when they strapped you down to protect you when you went into DTs. They were the worst DTs I had ever experienced. I had never been so scared in my life. I thought gangsters were after me and they were going to kill me. They had me tied down, so I tried to be very quiet and hide so they wouldn't find me. The doctor told me that if I went into DTs like that again, I might not come out.